1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8 says, "Among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it's not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age." The primary truth in this wisdom that Paul imparts is that it's essentially different than the wisdom of the world. It's not natural to this world. And Paul describes God's wisdom in four ways. The second way is in this way, that the wisdom of God is not of these rulers. Paul is pressing the point home that God's wisdom is not the same as man's wisdom. It doesn't originate with the creature, but with the Creator. Some commentators and pastors try to make the rulers in this passage to mean demons or demonic forces, but that's not the case. Paul is speaking of the leaders of the day, particularly the ones who had a hand in the crucifixion of Jesus. These rulers didn't understand that Christ was God's wisdom. They didn't know that Jesus was the Son of God, or they wouldn't have crucified him. The demons, however, knew exactly who Jesus was. In Mark chapter 1, we see one demon say, "I know you, the Holy One of God." This age and the rulers of this age will pass away, and a transient, temporal human wisdom is not what you need for this life or the life to come. You need an eternal wisdom. As you pray today, please remember Grady Johnson and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Elway Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Benin, Ghana, and Togo.